The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When the days were completed for their purification, according to the laws of Moses, Mary and Joseph took Jesus up to Jerusalem and presented him to the Lord, just as it is written in the law of the Lord. Every male that opens the womb shall be consecrated and offer sacrifice of a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons, in accordance with the dictate of the law of the Lord. Now there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. This was a righteous and devout, awaiting the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. It had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen Christ the Lord. He came in spirit into the temple. And when the parents brought the child Jesus to perform the custom of the law in regard to him, he took him in his arms and blessed God, saying, "Now, Master, you may let your servant go in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you prepared in the sight of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles and the glory for your people Israel." The child's father and her mother were amazed at what was said about him. And Simeon blessed them and said to Mary, his mother, "Behold, this child is destined for the rise and fall of many in Israel, and to be a sign that will be contradicted. And you yourself a sword will pierce, so that the thoughts of many hearts will be revealed." There was also a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanu of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer. And coming forward at the very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who are awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. So one of the joys I have of being a deacon is I get to do baptisms here at Holy Family. And there was one Sunday, there was this young lady, she was about 4, and we had talked before the ceremony, and I got up there and I asked her to put her head over the font. And in a very loud and, how shall I say it, discerning voice, she said, "No!" And everyone who was in the church started laughing. And I wasn't sure what I was going to do, but I was still able to baptize her. And when she was done, she looked over to Mom and goes, "Gee, Mom, that wasn't bad. We could do it again." Wow. And there are times where you'll have children maybe cry, or we've had a couple children that have slept through the entire ceremony. If it wasn't for photographs, they wouldn't even know that they were baptized. But on those wonderful, rare occasions, a mother or a father or a godparent will be holding the child, and I'll be baptizing them, and the child will look over to me and get this beautiful, angelic smile on their face. I have a feeling that that's what Simeon saw when Mary and Joseph brought in Jesus. He saw that love of the child. So we have a lot of children here at Holy Family. We have them in the school. We have them in religious ed. We have them in confirmation.
But what can we as a community do for these children? Well, one of the things you can do is right over here, there are a few hearts left. These hearts were prepared by the religious ed children who are going to be receiving their first communion this year. And on there, there's a note from the child and another note from the parent. I found on all the ones that I've ever read, the notes from the parents are pretty good. They'll say that, well, John is really trying to be good with his sister, or trying to clear the table, or doing what he's asked, or Mary does her best. So for those of you who would like, I think we've got five over here left, maybe after Mass you could come over and pick one up and remember that child and their family as they prepare for their first communion. Other things that you could do, maybe you could be help out with religious education, or maybe even help out with preparation for confirmation. There's a lot of things that we as a community can do for the children here. Or maybe just after Mass, go up to the altar server and go, "Hey, Stanley, you did a great job. Thank you. I'm sure he'd appreciate that." Because these children, are a part of our community, and we are the ones that are responsible for showing them how to live their life. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. We ask that the children of this community grow strong, and that the favor of God be upon them.